Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about Even When It Hurts, Knock Again. And we're coming from the book of Psalm chapter 42 and verse 11. So grab your journals. Before we get into the word, I have a lot of updates for you guys. You guys already know Bay Bible Study Live is coming this January 22nd, 2022, and I want to see you there. So click the link in the description to get more information on my first in-person event. It is a live Bible study along with faith workshops and spiritual strengthening sessions. I cannot wait to finally meet you guys in person, as well as the Christian Bay Mentoring Program is starting back this January. I will be accepting 4 new mentees in the month of January. So that link will also be in the description. If you guys tune into my live video on YouTube as well as Instagram, I've been talking about 2022 is the year of community, and I am coming up with different ways for us to connect, get to know each other, talk to each other, and just grow as a spiritual community and hold each other accountable. So I will be having a prayer and preparing for 2022 webinar. That link will be in the description as well. That webinar will be on January 1st. We will pray for the new, and then on January 2nd, we will prepare for the new and kind of have like a virtual vision board party where we share one of our goals for the year and we hold each other accountable. And then we will have monthly webinars where we check in with each other and uplift and strengthen and sharpen each other and just continue to hold each other accountable in our own little community. That is the goal for the Christian Bay LLC in 2022, is to create community. If you would like to work with me on a one-on-one basis, then the Christian Bay Mentoring Program would be perfect for you. And if you want to meet all the other Bays in person, then Bay Bible Study Live will be perfect for you as well. Lastly, we are doing Vlogmas. Vlogmas is going so well, and I am doing 100 promises from God on Vlogmas, where every day I upload a promise. We're going all the way past Vlogmas. We're going up into 100 days of different promises from God. So if you have not tuned into that, subscribe to my YouTube, The Christian Bay TV, because every day at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there is a new promise that's up on my YouTube channel. I pray that you guys is enjoying the series and that it's encouraging you guys and really helping you guys learn and know the promises of God. Now that we got all the announcements out the way, let's get into the word. So the word that God gave me this morning was, even when it hurts, knock again. And if you guys tuned into Bay Bible Study Live last week on Instagram Live, we talked about being in a funk, right? And how you get out of that funk is by doing a funk dump, which is going in the presence of God and letting God know about all of the emotions and all of the feelings that you're carrying around that's weighing on you and causing you to slip into this funk. And what God showed me with this word is that in this season, it's a lot of feelings versus faith. Have you guys ever heard of seasonal depression? And you guys ever noticed that during the November, December time, a lot of people get discouraged with their goals. A lot of people start feeling down. They start becoming unmotivated and just discouraged. They don't want to do anything anymore. And it's because your feelings are telling you that it's too late now, that it's too late to reach your New Year's resolution that you set at the beginning of the year, that it's too late for God to turn a situation around, that it's too late for God to make a move. So because your feelings are naturally telling you this, because we're coming to the end of the year, then your feelings begin to make you feel like it just hurts to have hope. It hurts to keep the faith. It hurts to make a way. It hurts to continue to pray. It hurts to continue to try because I'm not seeing the results that I was hoping for when I was so faith-filled in the beginning of the year. And now it seems like the year is coming to an end and it's coming to a closing and I don't have everything accomplished that I thought I would have accomplished. So now, God, it hurts too much to continue to hope for this. And God is saying today that in this season, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling in a funk, which a lot of you guys said you were, if you're feeling in that funk and you're feeling like it hurts to continue to push on and it hurts to continue to try again, God said, even when it hurts, knock again. I feel like God was so intentional with saying knock again, because the only thing that you really knock on is a door of opportunity, a door of expansion, a door of restoration, a door of new levels, a door of new possibilities, a door of new creativity, a door of a new platform, a door of a new breakthrough, a door of new finances. God said, even when it hurts, I need you to knock again. Even when it feels like Christmas isn't going your way, I need you to sow again. Even when it feels like the platform isn't taking off, I need you to create again. Even when it feels like you're not getting the fruit that you thought you were going to be getting, I need you to plant another seed again. Even when it hurts, I need you to knock again, because in this season, I'm going to need you to have faith over your feelings, because it's feelings versus faith right now. And your feelings are trying to tell you that your faith isn't making a way. Your feelings are trying to tell you that you shouldn't have had faith all year because you're still not where you want to be. Your feelings are trying to tell you that it's pointless to continue to have faith and hope for God to come through. But God is saying that your faith needs to be greater than your feelings, because I'm a December 31st, 1159 type God, and you never know when that door is going to be open. So even when it hurts, I need you to knock again. Even when it hurts, I need you to pray again. Even when it hurts, I need you to hope again. Even when it hurts, I need you to praise again. Even when it hurts, I need you to have joy again. Even when you don't see the circumstances change, even when you don't see the fruit of what you've been working towards, even when you don't see the shift that you've been praying for it to happen, God said, I need you to knock again, because you don't know what day that door is going to open, but you do know if you stop knocking, it's not going to open. So even when it hurts, I need you to knock again. Even when it hurts, I need you to come to me and still prepare for what you're praying for. Even when it hurts. The Bible verse that God led me to when I was writing down the notes for this episode is the book of Psalm chapter 42 and verse 11. And it says, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. And what I wrote down about this verse is that you don't need the answer to the why. You just need to know the way. The way out of this is through praise. They literally said, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I don't know what the why is. I don't know where these feelings are coming from. I don't know why I'm feeling discouraged. I don't know why I feel like I'm racing against time. I don't know why I feel like it's too late. Why I don't know why I feel like it's not going to work. But what I do know is what I will do, and I will knock again even when it hurts. I will put my hope in God even when I'm hurting. I will praise him again even when I don't understand. And I love that this verse says, I will praise him again, because it's making it known that even with me praising God, I still got to this place of being discouraged. I still got to this place of my heart being sad. Even though I got to this place, I will praise him again, because y'all know we like to think that, well, I've been praying and I've been praising, so why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling discouraged? Because those are natural human feelings, but you must know what to do with those feelings. A lot of times we get stuck in the why. Well, why is this happening? And what can I do to change it? And all you need to be stuck on is God's will. So this is what I will do. I don't understand the why. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why I've been knocking and nobody been answering. I don't know why I've been being consistent and nothing's been coming through. I don't know why I've been making a way and it seems like God is leaving me alone. I don't know why my feelings are trying to convince me that my faith isn't enough. I don't know why, but I do know what I will do. And what I will do is praise him again. What I will do is knock again. What I will do is stay consistent. What I will do is continue to press forward. What I will do is continue to plant seeds. What I will do is continue to speak faith. This is what I will do. I know what my feelings are trying to tell me. I know what my feelings are making me feel like, and I'm feeling like I'm sad. I'm feeling like I'm discouraged. But what I will do is tell my feelings that they must submit to my faith. What I love about this word is that we don't even realize a lot of the times that our actions is the perfect response to our feelings. What God said to me is, even when it hurts, knock again. That knock again is letting that hurt know that you can't stop me. That knock again is letting the hurt know that I still have hope. That knock again is letting the hurt know that I serve a God that's much bigger than this circumstance. That knock again is letting the hurt know that I serve a God that can move this pain up out the way. That knock again is letting the hurt know that my God can move this mountain right up out my way. That knock again is letting the hurt know that you tried to stop me and you tried to make me feel like this wasn't going to work, but I'm going to push through anyways. I'm going to trust in God anyways. I'm going to try this again anyways. I'm going to keep being consistent anyways. That knock again is a response to the hurt and letting the hurt know that you can't stop me. You may slow me down because I'm a little discouraged. You may try to slow me down because I'm feeling sad, but what you won't do is stop me, because I'm going to knock again and I'm going to show God my faith. I'm not just going to speak about my faith. I'm not just going to pray about my faith. God said, even when it hurts, knock again, because there's something that you must do in spite of the circumstance that's hurting you. There's something that you must do in spite of the circumstance that's causing you pain. There's something that you must do in spite of the circumstance that's trying to hurt you and rob you of your hope. God said, knock again, not just talk again, not just think again, but knock again. I need you to physically do something in this situation that's trying to spiritually and physically stop you. Knock again. Because you knocking again not only responds in the physical and shows the physical circumstance that it's not stopping you, but it also is you responding in the spiritual and allowing God and the angels to see your faith move forward, even when your feelings make you not want to feel like it. This, you knocking again, is you making a command. When I was taking down notes, God led me to the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 23. And the angel said, the moment you begin praying, a command was given. And that's today's seed. We are making a command by knocking again. So today's seed is making a command seed. And you can sell that to $TheChristianBay or PayPal, Zelle, thechristianbay@gmail.com. Making a command seed. It said, the minute you begin praying, a command was given. The minute you begin to pray, a command was given in the spiritual realm. So understand that you may still be hurting in the physical realm. Your feelings may still be hurt in the physical realm. The circumstances may still be the same in the physical realm. But understand that Daniel chapter 9 verse 23 is telling us that you, when you make a command, the minute you begin to pray, a command, not a request, a command. This is something that must happen. A command was given the minute you begin to pray. The minute you knocked again, something behind that door got to unlock. The minute you knocked again, God began to move stuff from behind that door. The minute you knocked again, God began to align resources and opportunity, because he said, you know what? My daughter still got faith in spite of the hurt. My son's still trying in spite of the pain. This is making a command. This is showing their faith. The minute that you begin to pray, a command was given. So even when it hurts, knock again. Even when it hurts, pray again. Even when it hurts, praise him again. Because your action is you making a command in the spiritual realm. And it's only but a matter of time before the physical realm got to feel the weight that God's been pushing for you in the spiritual realm. He's been moving on your behalf up there. And whether your circumstances like it or not, your shift and your change is coming. Because your knocking again is you making a command. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast, on this YouTube, Father God. Right now, I pray that this word reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach, Father God. I pray that this word reaches the heart, Father God, and plants a seed of knocking again, plants a seed of faith, plants a seed of boldness, plants a seed of unwavering actions that align with the anointing that you placed inside of them, Father God. I thank you for using me as your vessel, Father God. I thank you for this fresh revelation in this fresh word, but I thank you for the people who receive it, Father God, and begin to act on it, Father God. I seal this word in the blood of Jesus, Father God, and I claim protection over each and every person that's knocking again, Father God. Cover their heart with your hand and give them a new drive, a new boost of energy, Father God, a new level of thinking, Father God. Give them tunnel vision on your will, tunnel vision on the steps that you ordered for them, and allow them to not be wavered by their current circumstances, but willing to knock again even when it hurts. Father God, we love you. I pray over the seeds that are sown into this word, Father God. May they receive tenfold, Father God. May they receive the desires of their heart as long as it's according to your will, Father God. Remind them that their prayers and their actions make a command in heaven, Father God, and that they have the strength to knock again. We love you and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. And I will see you Wednesday night on my Instagram @TheChristianBay_ for Bay Bible Study Live at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye.